Hello and welcome to Hooked on Running Radio. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. Today we are talking all things hot and sweaty, heat and humidity and how it affects your running. When it's hot and humid, you kind of get things coming at you from all directions. First of all, you're hot. And then when it's humid, it's harder for your body to cool itself because sweat doesn't evaporate as readily from your skin, which is one of the body's main cooling mechanisms. And secondly, there's just not as much oxygen available in humid air as there is in air that's not so humid. Why is this so? Where to start? So what we commonly refer to as humidity is actually a measure of relative humidity. So it's a percentage of the amount of moisture that the air can hold. So 100% humidity is when the air is at saturation point. It can't hold any more moisture. At 30 degrees Celsius, a volume of air contain up to 4% water vapor, but at minus 40 degrees Celsius, it can hold about 0.2% of water vapor. So that would be at minus 40, 100% humidity, the air would be holding 0.2% of water vapor, and at 30 degrees Celsius, at 100% humidity, the air would be able to contain 4% of water vapor. Now, I'm not sure about any of the measurements in between. I'm not a meteorologist, just a girl sitting in front of a microphone trying to figure out why it is so that it's so hard to run in January and February in Sydney, and probably November and December as well. So what that means for us is that hotter temperatures at the same level of humidity, it is going to be harder to cool down because your body sweats when it gets hot to cool down, and it works by evaporating sweat off the skin. But in high relative humidity, with higher temperatures, there's more moisture in the air. So that influences the rate at which your sweat can evaporate, and that influence it, and that will slow down the speed with which your body can cool itself. So it's much harder for the moisture on your skin to be absorbed into the air when it's humid, and so that's when you feel sweaty, like the sweat staying on your skin. So the cooling properties of sweat are greatly diminished. So you're basically not cooling down as quickly as you would be if it wasn't so humid. And that has implications because when it gets hot, your performance decreases. Your normal core body temperature is between about 36.5 and 37 degrees. And when that increases by just 1 degree Celsius, that's really when you're going to start seeing declines in performance. That's when your body's going to start diverting blood to the skin to help keep it cool. So, you know, closer to the surface, it has more chance of being cooled. And then that decreases the amount of blood going to the working muscles. And that blood takes oxygen to the working muscles, and it is oxygen that makes the muscles work. So you basically have less oxygen getting to the working muscles. And then up your core temperature by another degree, so just under 40 degrees Celsius, around about, a bit different for each individual, your brain's actually going to start to inhibit the recruitment of muscle fibers to stop you from doing yourself damage. It says if this idiot thinks they can keep going like this forever, they've got another thing coming. Because the main function of the brain is to keep the organism alive, and it stops recruiting muscle fibers to stop you, you know, exercising and restore you to equilibrium. So that is why the humidity, which reduces the cooling mechanisms in your body, will make it feel much harder to run than if it was just hot alone, depending on how hot it is, of course, but humidity certainly impairs the body's cooling mechanism. And the other thing about humidity is that there's actually less oxygen available in the air. So taking you back to year seven science, a gas, which air is, at any given temperature and pressure, a gas is going to hold a set number of molecules, and that number of molecules can't vary. So dry air is made up mostly of nitrogen and oxygen, but then as that air gets more humid, it contains more water molecules and something's got to give, and there's less oxygen in the air available for you to take up. There was actually some research done amongst Nepalese residents in hot, humid conditions at sea level, and compared that to people who lived at 3,800 metres above sea level, which is not super high. Like, it's high enough to have some impact. There's a video below this that shows me breathing or talking and my breathlessness at about 4,000 metres, I think. And you can see that it certainly has had some effect on me. But what the researchers found was that the hot, humid conditions at sea level impaired the performance as much as the low oxygen in the atmosphere at high altitude. So if you think you're finding it hard to breathe when it's hot and humid, that would be because there's less oxygen in the air. So what does that mean for us? It means you need to be a bit careful about when you run. If you look at a detailed weather forecast, you will be able to see the temperature, the humidity, the feels like temperature, and the dew point. Now, the dew point, that is the temperature to which the air needs to be cooled in order to produce condensation or dew, hence the name dew point, funnily enough. It represents how much moisture is in the air. And like with a higher dew point temperature, the more moisture in the atmosphere, which is going to then influence the way you feel for all those reasons that I've just been talking about. So if you have a look at the dew point rather than just the temperature or the humidity, you're going to get a much better idea of when is a good time to run. So just looking at today, 2 o'clock today, the temperature is going to be 32 degrees and the humidity 41%. And the dew point is 17 degrees, whereas at 11 o'clock tonight, it's going to drop down to 25 degrees, so 7 degrees lower, but the dew point is 20 degrees Celsius, and that's because the humidity is going to rise up to 70%. So whilst you might think that it would be, you know, cooler and more pleasant to run at 11 o'clock tonight, going on the dew point there, it might actually be more comfortable running at 2 o'clock today, particularly if you can run in the shade. So that should help you a little bit to understand why you've been finding it hard to breathe, run, do whatever it is you're doing in hot and humid conditions, and how you can use the weather forecast to make sure you're running in the most optimal conditions. If you've got the luxury of running at any time of the day, of course, and I guess with more of us working from home, that's becoming more of a reality. I've popped a table underneath this so that you can see sort of your relative levels of comfort at different viewpoints. Okay, happy running in the humidity.